A Raivid. Vashel Mark says the Rashba. Oh, finally one more announcement, Bezer Hashem. There's enough of the chevra that's around, so Friday night, if you could pass the word around, that would be fantastic. We'll be having an oneg by Rav Nemtzel's house with Rav Chizkiyahu. Rav Nemtzel is not going to be there, so maybe he'll be there from the beginning, but we'll let Mirza have an oneg there by Rav Nemtzel's house. Chizkiyahu will be with us, maybe Rabbi will be there for the first few minutes. Okay. 9 o'clock, Bezer Hashem. 9 o'clock. So if you're eating somewhere else, and you could, it's a little bit late, so if you're eating in town, you can come back. I would imagine it'll go on for a little bit.
Chizkiyahu's house or
Rav Nemtzel Shlita, his father. Okay. So let's pick up in the Rashba. We were up to the Raivid. V'Raivid Pirush, the time of the Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum the Kasavar, the Gamrina Truma Bibikurim. The Raivid says, now we're going to see in a moment what was the Raivid's motivation. But right now, let's just see that the Raivid's going to have a unique explanation within Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Pirush, the time of the Rabbi Yeshua, explains the reason of Yeshua, Mishum the Kasavar, the Gamrina Truma Bibikurim. He holds, we learn Truma out from Bibikurim. Ma Bikurim, Mashka Yotzim and Kimosa. Just like when it comes to Bikurim, the Mashka that comes out from it is like it. Dechsev Ashatovi Mi'artzecha. Vahachi Darish Bisifri. Av Truma Nami. Vulka Ba'asra. Ma Truma Yayin Vishem Rudim Echai Vishar Mashkin Lo. Av Mashkin Ayotzim and Yayin Vishem and In Shar Mashkin Lo. Vahadar Gama Bikurim Yitruma. And from there, we learn out Bikurim from Tzmur, Truma. Rabosai. What did the Raivid just say? And maybe I can ask you a little bit more. Is the Raivid similar to Rashi, or is the Raivid different than Rashi? What did the Raivid just say? The Raivid, let me just start this off. The Raivid's being Masbir Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, so what did the Raivid add to be Masbir Rabbi Yoshua? Yes, Adam?
Oh, I think he's saying like Rashi.
Before I... You're Adam, I take pride in you that you always know the words before you jump to alumnus. So I don't want the alumnus now, I want the words. What's the Raivid saying? You're already jumping to Svar, it fits in with here, it fits in with that.
He was explaining what Rabbi Yeshua was doing, why he was saying that it's going to be Pater by the Tzashim.
Okay, good. What does he say? What's the reason?
He explains that he makes a connection between Truman and Bikurim.
Right. How would you crunch it in your bullet points, in Aryeh's bullet points, how would it appear? That the Raivid is saying, Xeris HaKosuv. That's Xeris HaKosuv that once by Truma we have Xeris HaKosuv Tirosh V'Yitzar, so too when it comes to Bikurim, so too when it comes to being Mazik Truma. So, Rabosai, did anybody notice, we've seen already a few different shitas harishonim in terms of how to be mazbir different gemaras. Is the Raivid reminiscent of something? Noah already said it yesterday. Noah said yesterday that Tosas and Psachim says almost the exact same thing as the Raivid over here. Now Rav Yaakov Lerner, when we learn already at Tosas and Psachim, it turns out you're going to see how brilliant what Rav Yaakov said was. Rav Yaakov Lerner pointed out that Lechura, this approach, Rav Yaakov already said in Tosis and Rashi, we're going to see it's going to be born out Mamish in the Rashba. This approach of the Raivid, is it similar to Rashi or different than Rashi? And don't use any preconceived structures. I don't want you to say Olushi Tosa right now. I want you to say in the words itself. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
The Raivid is different from Rashi.
Right.
The Raivid says Xer Zakosuv, and Rashi says that Rabbi Yeshua says Pater because of Zeya Bahama.
Rashi says Pater for Zeya Bahama, okay. But that's Sharperos. What about Zaysim Anovim?
Zaysim and Anovim, he says, that's also Xer Zakosuv.
For Rashi?
Did he say he learned that from Gomer Gomer?
Eitan, go ahead.
Rashi says that the
Anovim
Zaytim are the only things that are
chayav. So the Raivid agrees with that too?
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that the Raivid seems to be agreeing with Rashi. That he's saying that...
Okay. Okay. Because he's also saying Maseres HaKasim, right? That's what you're learning.
Yeah.
Okay. Eitan, you're a great sport. I love fleshing things out with you because you really you stand up. Go ahead. Read the words in Rashi. Let's read the words how Rashi describes Eisim HaNavim. Go ahead. Okay. What is Rashi saying, Eitan? Does Rashi say Truma Bikurim?
He doesn't say anything about Truma Bikurim, but he okay. says the only thing that...
Does that sound like Tosis to you? Sound like the Ravid to you? Tosim Sachem. Does it sound like Tosim Sachem or the Ravid to you?
Well, in terms of Bikurim and Truma, it doesn't sound like
okay.
Rashi. But in terms of it being Chayiv, it sounds similar.
Okay, good. This is the difference between Bikias and learning Bi'iyun. Okay? It sounds like the same thing. But then, in other words, the halacha is the same, but Rashi didn't say it that way at all. How did Rashi say it, Eitan?
He says,
how did he describe why Tirush and Yitzhar are different?
Because there's a custom.
Right, that's how the Ravid said it. Did Rashi say that?
Rashi did not say that.
What did Rashi say?
He says, he says that these are the only things that are given for.
Right, what does that mean?
They can go up another level.
Now you're grasping at straws. Where do you see Rashi say anything about going up another level?
Well, that's the only reason why Anovim Zaytim. That's the only reason why you can have Yayin and Shemin as.
But you're making a mistake. I'll explain to you afterwards why. But you said beautifully in Rashi, come over to me, I'll explain to you afterwards why. But you see in Rashi Beferish that Rashi is learning that the significance over here is that it's pre Haniten Lamashka. That's what Rashi's saying. Significance is pre Haniten Lamashka. What does that mean? That Rashi's not saying it's simply Xeris HaKostu. Rashi is saying that this is the way we expressed it last time. You could express it in different ways. But Rashi is saying that's not that they're equally Zeya Ba'alma. According to Rashi, Eitan, one last point before I stop driving you crazy. One last point in Rashi. Is Rashi saying that Tirosh V'Yitzar is Zeya Balma or not? Yayin and Shemin, is it Zeya Balma or not?
No, it's Mashke.
It's Mashke. According to Tosos and the Ravid, it could very well be at Zeya Balma. But the Torah comes along and says that even though it's Zeya Ba'alma, nevertheless it's Chayiv. Why? Because the Torah said so. You agree with me, Rabbosai? This was Rabbi Yaakov Lerner Shlita's Ha'ara. This was his Ha'ara. Now, At the time, I didn't notice it. I wasn't so sure about it. But we should notice it. Again, we're going to see the significance of that as well. So I want to emphasize right off the bat in Pshat, you see, Adam, what we're saying? You see the omelet of what we're saying? No. Yes, absolutely. We got to make your antennas a little bit more sensitive. You guys have been trained, unfortunately, to go through stuff and to be able to translate, but not to process it, not to analyze it. And you're not analyzing this if you're not realizing this. Rashi over here said that the reason why it's considered the fruit itself is because it's pre-Haniten Lamashka. Correct, Adam? Mm-hmm. Did the Ravid learn that way? Did Tosas learn that way?
Not directly.
There's a lot of funny adjectives you're and the verbs you're using over here. Not directly, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not in the business of guessing, Adam.
So as an idea,
we're in the business of learning.
Right.
So and maybe in Bikias you might guess, which is fine. I also guess in Bikias. But in Ion, we're not satisfied with guessing. We're not satisfied with learning superficially. We want to understand the implications and the omek of everything that the Rishon is saying. Mm-hmm. The Ravid did not say what Rashi had said.
Doesn't say what Tosfos says.
Maybe not. I'm open to hear you. I'm trying to convert Adam over here. He needs a full conversion. He needs a full fledged geirus over here. He needs a mikvah v'chule v'chule. He needs to be in the mikvah of Iyun. You're learning beautifully, Adam, but you gotta develop your antenna a little bit more. According to the Ravid, what we have over here is a Xeris HaKosav that's after. That Xeris HaKosav, does that Xeris HaKosav say that oil and wine is Zeyah Ba'alma? Maybe yes, maybe no. There's no indication that oil and wine is not Zeyah Ba'alma. What tells you that you're Chayiv? Adam, according to Avram Yitzchak, according to the Ravid, what tells you that you're Chayiv?
That since Truma, only by Truma only Yain and Shemen are Chayiv.
Right.
And he says, so he's probably bickering into the Truma.
Exactly. In other words, there's room to say that it's Zeyah Ba'alma, correct? But the Xeris HaKosav says that you're Chayiv. In contrast, that formulation is impossible in Rashi. Why? Why did now you finish off for me, Avram Yitzchak? According to Rashi, is May Peros Zeyah Ba'alma? When it comes to Yayim Shem, are they Zeyah Ba'alma?
No.
There you go. According to Ravid, is there any proof that the answer is no?
They can't just be by default not Zeyah Ba'alma because they're like a chashuv.
Oh, but that's not what, it's not clear in the Ravid. In other words, the diuk is, in that Rashi is saying, pri hanita in lamashke. Rashi is saying that there's something inherent about this. The Ravid is superimposing a Xeris HaKosav. And Tulsus is superimposing a Xeris HaKosav. That's the difference. Eitan, now you hear it?
Can you just repeat it one more time?
Tosvos says that, and the Ravid say that there's Xeris HaKosav that Yain and Shemen are Chayiv. The Ravid doesn't quote any Xeris HaKosav. What's the Ravid doing? The Ravid saying it's not Zeyah Ba'alma because this is a pre-Hanitein Lamashka.
Rashi
saying it's a pre-Hanitein Lamashka. Benny, you think that Tosis and the Ravid are different?
I mean, just it's not so much the Ravid to say so. Like Tosis is going very bright to say that Zeyah Ba'alma is encompasses every case, and then once then we just have Xeris HaKosav to take out just Shemen and Yayin. I don't know, Ravid that he will say.
To me it sounds like the same thing. All right, you'll fight it out with the guys later.
Ravid that Zeyah Ba'alma is on every single mashka.
It sounds like it.
Didn't say Zeyah Ba'alma yet.
Never mentioned Zeyah Ba'alma.
That's right. I'd be like Tosfos didn't say Zeyah Ba'alma. That's right.
Okay. All right. You want to say it's not like Tosfos? What I'm coming to emphasize is the Ravid's emphasis is different than Rashi. That's all. That's what I want to bring in. V'hikshehu continues the Rashba quoting the Ravid. Yehachi time the Rabbi Yeshua la mishum Zeyahu kamar meravashi ela mehai taimo vafil kachon votzimen mashkin. He asks Avon Kasha. He asks, if that's so, if the reason of Yeshua is because of the Xeris HaKosav, so then what's the Gemara saying when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua and Mar Bar Rav Ashi are going in a similar Shita? They're going in fundamentally different Shitas. Why? Because according to his reason, by the way, in general, Mirtz Hashem, when you're married, it's Torah. And Mirtz Hashem, when you communicate any type of ideal, Ahavdil, always try to limit the use of pronouns. He. A lot of times people will say he, and it's not clear who he is. But I'm going to say he, because that's how the Rajma says, and then we'll figure it out. Why would he say, even if it was squeezed out, the Mashkin would be different? What's the Ravid asking? The Ravid's asking like this. If the explanation of Rabbi Yoshua is when it comes to Zeisim and Anovim, that Zeisim and Anovim are Chayim because of Xeris HaKosav, then the Gemara has no right to relate it to Mar Bar Rav Ashi. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yoshua, the halacha there, the Xeris HaKosav says, whether it's squeezed out or not. How do I know Rabbi Yoshua is talking about even when it's squeezed out? Could anybody prove it? How do I know Rabbi Yoshua is talking about even when it's squeezed out? Because Shemen V'yayin is clearly squeezed out. They don't make Shemen V'yayin by the way Netanel gets his honey from the dates. That's not how they do it. How do they do it? They do it with what? They do it by press. Olive press, wine press. So then, Rabbi Yeshua is saying the Gzeres HaKosav even when it's squeezed out. Marbar Rav Ashi is talking about what? What's Marbar Rav Ashi talking about? Zeh Ba'Omo. So it's oozed out. So what's my union Shemitah? Eitzel Har Sinai. That's an expression. 2 points for anybody who comes over to me on Shabbos and tells me where that expression Ma'in and Shemitah and Eitzel Har Sinai comes from. Certain expressions that everybody should know. That it's an expression of what does one thing have to do with the other. How it evolved, I'd like you to tell me where it came from. And now. V'dochet v'tiritzu, de'ev sharet emar beravashi sovala kavasei, behecha da'avizeya. Says the Gemara the following teretz. Mar Baravashi is following Rabbi Yoshua in regards to Zeya. In other words, when it oozes out. Aval heichon dekotshon lo. But if it's squeezed out, then Mar Baravashi doesn't say what he said. De ikur have they. Then it's the ikur. Velo gara mi maya de silka. And it's no different than cooked cucumbers. Rabosa, I just want to dramatize what the Ravid is saying by showing you that what the Ravid is struggling with is exactly what Rav Nevensal yesterday in the morning was struggling with in the Mishnah Brura in the year Tavshin Ayin Gimel. Rav Nevensal said to me he still has a hard time understanding why the bracha would be when it comes to orange juice, where it's squeezed out and it has the taste of the oranges of Shahako, yet when you cook soup, it's going to get a Borei Pri Adama. That was what the Ravid was struggling with. The Ravid says, it's amazing how Torah, the Yisodos of Torah come back to itself. So the Ravid says like this, the Ravid says the halacha is when it comes to cooked vegetables, the halacha is that you get Adama. If that's so when you squeeze out of fruits, says the Ravid, so too as well. That also should be considered the fruit. What's the difference between whether you cooked? There, the Mishnah Brura says that when it cooks, it has real time. So I said, I never understood this. He says, when you squeeze out, it also has the real time. He didn't get involved whether it's squeezed out or oozed out. He said, juice also has the real time. So that's exactly the Ravid's Yisod. Says the Ravid, time is in the Mishnah Brura. Time in the Mishnah Brura. I was making a mashal. So back into the words of the Ravid. The Ravid says like this: where it's squeezed out, so then in such a case, then that's not what Marbar Rav Ashi is talking about. But what's Marbar Rav Ashi talking about? Marbar Rav Ashi is talking about where it oozed out. So when it oozes out, so then in such a case, then we have a parallel to Rabbi Yoshua. But Lav Dafka, are Mar Bar Rav Ashi and Rabbi Yoshua talking about the same things? Now, Rabosai, what's going to emerge is the Ravid's going to be a unique, amazing Shita over here. And this Ravid's going to appear in Kol HaTorah Kula. It'll go from Seder and Seder and Seder of Mishnayis. It'll appear Kol HaTorah Kula. The Ravid's going to be consistent with his approach. This is what I'm most of, I think, a little bit to the Olam HaTorah. I didn't see anybody point out that, I'm sure there must be someone points out, that this Ravid you can find in many different places in the Ravid. I got this from my Rabbein, but no one, the funny thing was that no one emphasized to me the Ravid in the Rajba for some reason. The Ravid holds that if you have fruit juice that's squeezed out, Rabosai, what will the Ravid say? What bracha are you going to make? Collectors, I am not like whom? Very good. What do we see the Bahag holds? Punkt verkehrt! The Bahag held, that's what makes this sugya so exciting. The Bahag held, the exact opposite. The Bahag holds that when it oozes out, then it's going to get a Borei Pri Hayetz. When it's squeezed out, it's a nothing. It's a Zeh Ba'Alma. Zop the right Hafuch. You know how many sheetas we're going to have here? So many beautiful sheetas. Hafuch. He holds that when it's squeezed out, he says, that shouldn't be no different than Maya Vasilka. How can they got the poskim today are still struggling with this argument with the Ravid? However, when it comes to when it oozes out, that's Zeya Ba'alma. Geshmak. Rabosai, make sure that you know the Bahad and you have the contrast to Ravid. So Rabosai, on our board, now we're beginning to discuss. When people do Meper Zeya Ba'alma, they don't do the Rashi well, they don't do the Tosas well. What people like to discuss is the Rajba and the Rush. They don't even do the Ravid well. They don't do the Bahad well. We haven't even got to the classic Shitas yet. We'll get there, Beis Hashem, the classic Shittas as well. But on the blackboard, we would have, which Shittas would we have? We would have the Bahag, we'd have the Shita of the opposite being the Ravid, we would have the way, if you will, the way we saw according to Rashi and the whole group of Rishonim within the Netziv and so on, that says that Zeya Ba'alma is still considered the fruit, but it's not considered a pre. So far we have three fundamental shitas, and then we surmise that Tosas might be a different shita, but that's already lumdus. That's already lumdus, that's in the ready in the rear view mirror. That you either got it down in your notes, or it's forever fell into thin air. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a tremendous, tremendous chesed. You know, once upon a time, 35, 40 years ago, a Rebbe said a shir, and it just went into thin air. It was gone. Either someone had it in their notebook, it was gone forever. And nowadays, with recordings, Michal Hutin was here in the summer, and when Rav Yashin passed away, so I gave a 10-minute musar to four guys in the summer kol. By the way, I think the yeshiva is having the summer kol again, and highly encourage, if you know someone, especially the guys who are going back in January, before it's only January, at least maybe a chatzi tshuva. But for everybody, is to come back for the summer. Anyhow, so I gave it was on the Siyum HaShas. Siyum HaShas, I spoke to the boys, a 10-minute musar, and it was three guys. And then for some, YU Torah put it on the homepage, and five, what started out as a musar, it was the three guys, 500 people listened to. It's an amazing thing. It's thanks to Josh K. He does it with Mamish, with a tremendous, without taking any credit for himself. But it's a tremendous thing that nowadays a Rebbe has a certain optimism. There's a possibility that even if the Talmidim, Chas v'Chalila, even if not one of the Talmidim get it, but now the Torah could have a life of its own. And why? Because nowadays us Talmidim, myself included, are of a lower level. So once upon a time, you could count when a Rebbe said a shir, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew would be passed on to the next generation. But now there's no, we don't know. The guys need direction how to take notes. Right, some guys don't know how to pass it on to the next generation. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that there's recordings that can be passed on to the next generation. Even if it misses a door, that'll be passed on to the next generation. Absolutely. But Be'ez Hashem, there'll be some Talmidim that'll be able to do without the recordings as well. But it's a new. The world's been changed, and Kadosh Baruch Hu brings in a new tikkun for each generation based on what. Let's continue on. We hit you off. In Cain, Afilu Rabbi Eliezer. Now you're going to tell me what the next kash is. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, Da'at Kan Lo Polig Rabbi Eliezer, Ella Beperos Vaso Mashkin. Avo Mashkin Shezavu, Shezeya Ba'almaninu, Velo Mishalim Choymesh. Can anybody tell me what this kash is? It's a brilliant kash. Yes, Aaron?
If we're saying that this machlokas in the Mishnah is referring to only where you squeeze it out, then that implies that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would both be moda that you'd be putter if it were to ooze that on its own. So then why are we saying that he goes like Rabbi, like he goes like this Tana Rabbi Yeshua when he could just as easily go like Rabbi Eliezer?
Right. Once we've got through saying that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are talking about where it's squeezed out and it's a different halacha, so then in such a case. Then, it's not totally in the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Marbar Ravashi can even be going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Let's remind ourselves. What was the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Eliezer says it's still the fruit. It's still the fruit when it's squeezed out. What do we mean it's still the fruit? Even apple juice is still the fruit. And therefore, Yechayim v'chomesh. Oh, Mordechai Yaakov saved me from making an error in Torah, which I might be chayiv misa for. The Yam Shel Shlomo says Rav Shechter made reference to this, right? Shechta made reference to making a mistake in Torah. I don't remember. No, it was also Matzai Shabbos. There's a Yamshel Shlomo on Daf on the Chesed Baba Kama that says that if a Rebbe falsifies Torah, he's Chayiv Misa. So in Astam, I would hope that the Yamshel Shlomo understand that means the Rebbe intentionally falsifies Torah. Yeah, he doesn't mean Bishogi, but even Bishogi Chayiv Misa is also a pretty scary thing. So Baruch Hashem Mordechai Yaakov saved me. By the way, that's what, you know, someone said to me. He said, say a shiur on Shabbos, just don't prepare, just throw something out. It doesn't matter. I have to prioritize how much I prepare, how much I don't prepare. So how could I just walk in and just not prepare a shiur? And if some guys show up to say, 3-4 guys, so you don't realize how much COVID rosh there is to prepare a shiur? What a pachad it is. You're representing Torah. You're presenting Amita Shel Torah. So if guys come, yeah, you have something. Of course, I have things in my back pocket I could throw out. But how do I know if I don't prepare? Chas v'chalil is a ziyafat Torah. Without preparing, a Rebbe could say a shiur without preparing. How are you talking? Even Rav Shechter, who's a gaon, he prepares 3 minutes before. So okay, so Rav Shechter needs 3 minutes. For me, I need a couple hours, and I've got to prioritize my time. But Stam, what do you think? Rebbeim just they just walk in and then they throw. No, it's. It's Kachay Kadashim. It's like the kind God that walks into Kachay Kadashim. It's a pachad. It's a chiyuv misa. It's a ziyuv hatayra. It's a pachad. Every time a Rebbe goes into a shir, he has to say a tefillah, just like the kind God when he goes into Kachay Kadashim. Anyhow, so I made a mistake. But at the same time, we're going to make mistakes. But what do we say in our tefillah? That umashi shagisik faramidani ala emes. That when I made a mistake, I already worked to rectify. So I made a mistake a couple of days ago. It was because it wasn't what I had prepared to say in shir, but the Talmidim asked me something I hadn't prepared, and I made a mistake. They had asked me, what would the halacha be according to Rabbi Yoshua in regards to the Karen? Rabbi Yoshua holds that you're pater from the Chomesh, right? What would be in regards to the Karen? So I said it incorrectly. And Mordechai Yaakov, thank you, I'm indebted, that he saved me from Chiyuv Nisa B'Shogeg. And that is the halacha is that you're chayiv on the Karen, the Rav Bartanura. The Bartanura says. Okay, so he just, very good. So at least that, so anyhow, the Bartanura. I feel like it's very good, very good. So anyhow, so the Bartanura says that you're chayiv, you tell me it's a machlokas, so then I wasn't chayiv nisa l'mafreid. So Rabosai, now here we go. Rachel, we have machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua. What's machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua? Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua is whether Machlokas Reb Lozer Reb Yoshua is when you have something that's squeezed out. If you have something that's squeezed out, so then in such a case, are you going to be chayiv or not for the chomesh? So what's the answer to that question of whether it's if it's squeezed out? So the answer to that question is that the machlokas is whether you're going to be chayiv. Now, Marbar Rav Ashi is talking about whether it's squeezed out or not squeezed out. What's the answer? Not squeezed out. So maybe even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you are chayiv in the Chomesh, will hold that in a case of where it's squeezed out, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're chayiv on everything. But if it oozes out, who says he doesn't disagree with Zeya Ba'alma? Maybe he does hold it's Zeya Ba'alma. When it's squeezed out, it's the Iker Pri. But when it oozes out, maybe it's not the Iker Pri. That's the kasha. Back in the words. Viksha od im kein. Oh boy, it's mincha time. Afilu. Ki Rebbe Eliezer. The Adkan lo pligi Rebbe Eliezer. Ela b'peres v'asam mashkin. Avol mashkin shezov Zeya Ba'alma ninu v'lo mashalem chomesh. Beis Hashem, we'll talk and learning on Shabbos and the Sugya, and we will continue on Sunday. I think we're going to do Hanukkah Shir on Monday, even though we won't be finished the Sugya of May Paris. I think that's the way to go. I'd love to hear any feedback. There's no Shiva Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And here's the